Fact reading. Know the facts. Elderly people and transport. Generally speaking, elderly people are less physically capable than younger people. As you can see in the first bar chart, aged drivers have a higher risk of traffic accidents. That's why the National Police Agency and local governments encourage elderly people to stop driving by themselves. Recently, they have gradually stopped renewing their driver's licenses. See the second bar chart. Elderly people may need to use more public transport. However, it may be difficult for elderly people to use it in many cases. Various companies and organizations are trying to improve the mobility of elderly people. One example is the use of low-floor buses. It's much easier for elderly people to get on them because the gap between the bus floor and the road surface is very small. In 2019, 61.1% of all public transport buses were low-floor buses. Another example is the Demand Responsive Transport, DRT, system. In the DRT service, you can call a vehicle on demand when you want to go somewhere. For example, in Tamaki, Mie Prefecture, there were only 100 passengers of its DRT per month in 2009, but in 2018, there were more than 2,000 passengers per month.